You're listening to continuing coverage of the Abby Zwirner civil trial from the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.
Of course, I'm back in session. You may be seated.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. I understand the jury has a verdict. The order of things will be as follows. I will bring the jury in, and I'm admonishing everyone in the courtroom that I will not tolerate nor have any outbursts. This is a very important case to both sides, and the dignity of this courtroom has been upheld throughout this trial, and I appreciate that from both sides and the parties and everyone who has been here for the past 2 weeks, and I expect that to continue. If there are any outbursts, you will be immediately taken outside the courtroom and left to not listen anymore. So please, no outbursts. My clerk will take the verdict. She will then read it, and then we will have and hear any motions at that time. You may bring in the jury. You may be seated. Thank you. Members of the jury, I understand that you have a verdict. Is that correct?
Yes, Your Honor.
All right. Will the foreperson please identify him or herself by number?
Foreman 37.
All right. If you can fold that piece of paper as you had it and hand that to my clerk. Madam Clerk, will you please read the verdict?
We, the jury, on the issues joined, find in favor of the plaintiff, Abigail Zwirner, and assess her damages at $10 million, the award and award interest beginning on June 1st, 2024.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Any requests from the plaintiff?
No, Your
Honor. Any requests from the defense?
That we schedule time for post-trial motions.
All right.
All judgment not be entered on the verdict today.
All right. So the court will withhold entry of a judgment order in the case. The court will further reserve all rulings and hearings on post-trial motions for a later date to be set by the parties. Anything else to take up at this time, Mr. Benyazin? Ms. Douglas?
No, Your Honor. Thank you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, your term expires tomorrow, so you were still admonished by the court that because you still are in term, that you are not to talk about any of the cases that you've heard during this term, but you do not need to call back. Thank you very much for your service. It is an important service to all of us, and I know it has been a difficult service, but one that is necessary for the resolution of disputes in this country that I am very proud that we get to exercise those rights. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, you are excused.
Please rise for the jury. You may be seated.
All right. The plaintiff and her attorneys are excused, as is the defendant and her attorney as well. You may follow, if you so desire, my bailiff.
Thank you, Judge.
Court stands in recess until 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
More continuing coverage of the Abby Zwirner civil trial is coming up. Press subscribe now so you don't miss a moment. From the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today.